Good morning and hello. Welcome to another Dog Days of Advent. This is December 6, 2017. I am Chuck Tomasi coming to you from the Denver International Airport where it is 6 a.m. and I am tired again. This is starting to wear on me, but thankfully my health is keeping up. You hear some background noise as we do this podcast from the airport. You probably get one more of these, maybe two. I'm going out to San Francisco tomorrow and back on Friday. So who knows? Might get to, technically it's San Jose Airport, but close enough. I'll be having a meeting in San Francisco. The Denver meetup, the user group we had went very well last night. Lots of people, lots of good conversations. Few accidents on my part. They had various tables set up for our ServiceNow information, and I was supposed to do a demo at one of the tables for the platform. Had my laptop all set up, and they pushed two smaller square tables together, but they weren't quite the same level, and then draped a tablecloth over it. So as soon as I got my first glass of water, I set it down right on that off-level part. I mean, I swear somebody kicked a leg out on my glass. It just went toppled over. Fortunately, didn't hit a laptop or anything. I had my laptop on the right-hand table, and it spilled all over the left-hand table. So, no damage there. Lady brought back a new glass of water, eventually changed out the tablecloth, and everything was cool after that. But I'll give a shout-out on my work-related stream to the appropriate people. It was fun to talk to people I've met in the past. Meet a lot of new people, some people coming up saying, hey, I love your videos, very helpful, thank you very much. And that's just a nice reward for doing my job. That's pretty cool. That affirms what I've been saying about taking my podcast hobby to work and making it work. It's a really good feeling. Had a lot of good time. Had a disturbing dream last night. Don't know, I'm not going to go into the details about it, but It threatened me, it threatened my family, and I woke up in that, you know, funky mood when you can't get your mind off of the topic, even though I know it was a dream and it wasn't real. I tend to analyze and go, all right, why is my subconscious throwing that in now? And I think I can narrow it down. I'm going to give you more information later in the month. I know, teaser. But there is something that's been on my mind, and I think my subconscious just took it to an extreme level that I need to think about. Health-related. It's not that bad yet, but I'll discuss it later. Heading back to Phoenix this morning, and I promised myself I'll be getting back about 10. My flight is at 7, so it's about a two-hour flight, 9. Should be home by 10. Shouldn't be a problem. And I promised myself that I will go to the gym. I'm feeling like this lethargy, this lack of energy, and I'm up a few pounds, that it's time to go to the gym. We have a membership, haven't been using it effectively. Donna's out of town. I figure if I be a good boy, I can go today, I can go Friday, and I can go Saturday. Donna comes home Saturday, so that should get me feeling a little bit better, and then we can start going again together. So we're gonna give that a shot. All right, our Advent word of the day is speak. And I'm going to keep this short. I want you to speak the truth. I want you to speak with passion. And I want you to speak your mind and do it respectfully. It's one thing to just shoot your mouth off. It's another thing to do it skillfully with respect and still maintaining the truth and passion. So that is a tough thing to do. That is for all of you, for me. And Christmas is coming. Happy Advent and any other seasonal celebrations to you. Take care, travel safe, and have fun.